First, let's hear from Kylie Watson-Wheeler, the president of the Western Bulldogs, who was on ABC Sport this morning.
Look, I mean, I think it's too early in the season for us to panic or to make rash decisions. But we're always coming together as a club and we're always discussing where we're at. Does the playing group have what they need? Are the right decisions being made? So this is not something that you just jump in on when you have a bad loss or a loss that you're supposed to or you think that you should have won. And so I think, you know, the important thing is that it's not about panicking or particularly listening to external narratives. You really need to focus on what's happening within your club.
Is there panic?
No, there's not panic.
Should there be panic, Lordy?
Oh, frustration more than panic. You don't panic as a club, or otherwise you're in a bit of trouble. So, and she's right, you don't get caught up trying. I know media, they do hear it and it can frustrate and it's part of it, but they're 3-5. I think they play Richmond. I'd panic a little if they lose to Richmond this week, because that's pretty much season over if you lose that. If you win, you're 4-5. But it's not just about winning. It's trying to identify a brand. I don't really see a clear brand at the moment for how they're playing the game. They've got too many guys that you're not sure about, you know, with, you know, Daniel and Dale and Smith and English, who we talk about a lot. So it is, seems a lot of uncertainty around the Dogs for where they're going as a team, individually and as a collective.
Yeah, I've thought long and hard about this after I watched that game in its totality yesterday, and they just look like a team bereft of any desire and connection at the moment. You know what it got me thinking about, Lordy, is the Blues last year. And people forget this. So in round 13, which is a fair bit after where we're at now, the Blues got beaten by Essendon by 6 goals at the MCG.
I was there. It was, yeah.
Carlton finished round 13 fourth last on the ladder. They were 2 points ahead of Hawthorn. Like, it was basically like, season over, see you later, pressure mounting on Michael Voss. Now, I'm not saying the Western Bulldogs are going to go on a run like Carlton did and make it prelim, but what I'm saying is he has time to dig himself out of this mess. And I think you have correctly enunciated the problems with his selection over the last few weeks. If they can get their team right, there is enough talent there for them to be able to win enough games. But yeah, there's a lot of ifs in that.
Yeah, the Giants and the Blues last year turn it around from this point where they're in probably worse positions. But
that's right. The Giants were 2 points ahead of Carlton, fifth last at that point.
Yeah, so there's definitely plenty of time. It's just whether they've struggled for years now, the Dogs. Like, they haven't beaten anybody of significance.
No, but they made a grand final not that long ago.
Yeah, but that's years. I'm talking things can change in the space of months. That's years ago where the Dogs made a grand final. So even the coach, Sam, you can see isn't really sure of where the group's at. I don't think the coach even believes they can mix it with the top six teams at the moment.
I agree with that.
So they've got to work out where they're going and whether he's the right man to take them forward.